small business guru and works with them on a regular basis through his Bright Ideas Foundation. So just a few facts. With this in mind, the research reveals that a number of local businesses are only planning ahead for the next 6 months. Over two-thirds, 69%, are looking at least 6 months ahead, compared to one in ten percent, who do not plan at all. The recession has heralded the arrival of thousands of kitchen table entrepreneurs, setting up small businesses in response to redundancy, which might explain why over a fifth, 21%, of business owners survived as they made a business plan. So we've got Tim on the line. Good morning. Well, good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Sam. You all right?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
What does the research tell us about the small business in our area, the Birmingham area?
Well, in the Birmingham area, much away from the doom and gloom, there's actually really great positive messages. The majority of Birmingham-based businesses, 60% of them, in fact, feel positive about the next 6 months. And that's only to be encouraged. And hopefully what comes out of the budget will bear that in mind. There's also 48% of UK small businesses expect to see some business growth over the next 6 months. And that means that you're actually ahead of everybody else. So what I'd love to be able to say and promote today through the campaign that I'm supporting today is that we need to make sure that small businesses are given the right kind of support to make sure that they can grow as is required. Because all too often, we just talk about doom and gloom.
Changes a small business is set to face following this year's budget announcement then?
Well, hopefully, following this year's budget announcement, there'll be much more flexibility with regards to tax and regulation. And if that can happen, I think lots of business owners listening will be able to take a big sigh of relief and actually focus on what they got into business in the first place, which is making customers happy, providing a good or a service that makes a difference to a customer's life. All too often, business is talked in a negative sense about just money and profit and bottom line. Well, actually, when you look at the businesses in the local Birmingham community, of which my mum grew up when she was younger, then actually it's making a difference to people in terms of being able to live out their lives in a much better way.
Why should the business owners see the difficult period ahead as an opportunity rather than a challenge?
Well, see, I'd challenge the statement. I actually think that there isn't that much of a difficult period ahead, and hopefully the growth that's going to come out of the next couple of years. Yes, we can't get away from the fact that we've had the worst economic crisis in our lifetime. We've had very, very difficult periods of time with regards to reaching customers and producing goods and services. But there's a flip side to that coin, which I think we're now starting to see the other side of. The reality is that government is going to need small businesses in a greater effect to be doing what they do best, which is providing goods and services, growing, providing tax revenue to the economy. And I think that is now where we have to put our focus.
Okay. And so, why is the SME growth now important for the economy generally?
Well, I think in general, when you're tending to talk about business, it's the big businesses that get all the limelight. Rightly so, they do some fantastic things. But the majority of businesses that are started up in this country are small to medium, less than five employees. That is where the heart of our British economy actually lies. And in order to make sure that we get out of the economic situation where we were previously and stay out of that, I think we've got to have what David Cameron and George Osborne are talking about, this growth mandate, which is to make sure that business is at the heart of all the agenda, because without business we can't survive in this capitalist society that we've created.
Okay. And what advice have you got for the business owners in our area?
Well, I think the business owners in and around the Birmingham area should get the advice from other business owners, because what the study shows of the research that we've got from business owners in the area is that they're the least worried about what happens in the next 6 months, and that positive attitude should be supported. It's also a quarter of the businesses planning to make significant change in their businesses to succeed through these difficult times. And I think that attitude of seeing the problem but coming up with another solution is really the key bits of advice I'd say. In addition to that, I think that people need to go and start to find different ways to potentially generate revenue into the business. One of those opportunities is presented by the T-Mobile Small Business Change Competition, which is all about come up with a couple of sentences which you can focus about changing your business for the better, and there's potential to win £2,000 as a result.
Tell me a little bit more about that then.
Definitely. What we want is 140 characters on the T-Mobile website. Do you mind if I read out the website address for people?
No, read away. So it's a bit like a Twitter statement.
It's like a tweet. I'm glad you know what a Twitter statement is. I had to be taught about that stuff. So the whole point is that 140 characters about what you would do to change your business for the better with £2,000, and winning businesses will get that £2,000. And the website address is t-mobile.co.uk/small business change.
Okay, so Are you on Twitter as well? Can we now follow you on Twitter now? You know what it is?
Yes, it can be. There'll be a Twitter page that you can follow, which is, that's my own personal one, and I'll put reference up to that. But if you want the information from T-Mobile, go directly to the T-Mobile website and /small business change.
Okie dokie. And so that's where we can go for more information. Are there any other websites we can use for more information about trying to make our small businesses in the Birmingham area more independent and grow bigger and get more income?
Well, what I'd encourage small businesses in the Birmingham area to do is start collaborating amongst other small businesses. So it's really talking and getting advice and guidance from other small business people about exactly what how they've survived and some of the opportunities they see going forward. Because the idea around collaboration, I think, is very important for small businesses particularly.
Okay, so that website again for us, for the team, a chance to win £1,000, did you say?
£2,000, let's double it, it's £2,000.
£2,000for just writing 140 characters, so it's a small statement about their business. And the website is?
Is t-mobile.co.uk/small business change.
That's great, thank you. And hopefully we'll find you on Twitter as well. So I guess it'll be Tim Campbell, one word, is it? Are we looking for?
Or go to Bright Ideas Trust and you'll find it there.
Bright Ideas Trust, and we'll find it on there as well. It's been great talking to you, Tim. Thanks for your advice.
You too. Take care, Sam.